It was the championship game that everyone wanted to see, the number one team in the country versus number two with the title on the line. Having tied the single-season mark for victories, the Illini were not used to trailing in games, but since the team recently recovered from a 15-point deficit with just 4 minutes remaining, a 13-point deficit to North Carolina at halftime could seem like no reason to panic. There were times it felt like the fans would make it happen, like the way they got behind the group when trailing Arizona in the second round of the NCAA tournament in Chicago. It seemed as if those chanting I-L-L-I-N-I from the sea of orange shirts, making up a good portion of the 47,000 in attendance at the Edward Jones Dome, would drown out those shouting, "Let's go Tar Heels," and propel the team to victory. And Illinois did come back from its deficit, rallying to twice tie the game in the last 4 minutes, but missed shots, turnovers, and the play of North Carolina junior center Sean May proved to be too much, and when the final buzzer sounded and confetti fell, it was the Tar Heels and their fans in jubilation. Illini coach Bruce Weber congratulated his counterpart, Roy Williams, who won his first title on his fifth attempt.
Feel good for Coach Williams and their group, and you know, but I also feel great about our guys. I mean, it's just been a blast, and sad that it's over.
Making reference to Coach Weber's years under Gene Cady at Purdue, senior Jack Ingram says this team does appreciate where it's gone, noting some, like Cady, never get that chance.
You know, I think when Coach Weber tells us that, you know, it's just an honor to even come this far and make it, he's not just telling that to make himself feel better because he knows firsthand, you know, how hard people can work and never get a chance to play or coach here.
Junior guard Darren Williams says while the loss was tough to swallow, there's no shame in having a 37-2 mark and losing in the final game.
Our goal was to get to the Final Four, compete for the national championship. We did that. You know, it's just, you know, it leaves a bad taste in your mouth not getting to cut down the nets and, you know, not getting to, you know, see these seniors go out with a bang like we want them to.
Tar Heels coach Roy Williams gave due credit to the Illini as well.
Can't say enough about Illinois. They came out in the second half and just made every single shot. I grabbed Bruce and told him, I've been in his position. I've been there. I know exactly what he's feeling, but they had a remarkable, remarkable year. Tonight, we were the better team. If we played them, you know, 10 times, who knows what would happen. But the NCAA tournament is only one game and one win, and we were fortunate enough to get it.
Carolina's Sean May led both teams with 26 points and received most outstanding player honors for the tournament. Meanwhile, the Illini's Luther Head, who led the team with 21 points, and Darren Williams, who chipped in 17, made the 2005 all-tournament team. In the post-game press conference, Weber also reflected on the journey the team has taken and prepping them for Monday's game, regardless of the outcome.
You know, last night I kind of cried in front of the team because the last meeting, you don't want it to end. We knew it's going to be the last game. There were no more ball games, so it's sad it's over. You know, but you're not sad how we played.
In St. Louis, I'm Jeff Bossert.